Welcome to everybody. I am Coach Lisa. We've been having a little bit of technical difficulty here. So give me a thumbs up or let me know in the chat if you can hear me. And I am going to. Excellent. Everybody can hear me. Amazing. So I am Coach Lisa. I think it's Coach Meech that is here as Corinne. You can probably just leave the meeting now and it will probably let me take over as host. And we will get going tonight. Hello, Demita. Hello, Jessica. Hi, everybody. All right. So we'll wait a few more minutes as everybody kind of comes in here tonight. We started a couple minutes early. I'm gonna let you all know to make sure you check the box at the bottom and set your chat to everyone, not just host and panelists. I always have to do that myself. So if you can do that, it would be great. There we go. Excellent. So, well, hello from Sugar Land, Texas. As you may have noticed lately, we don't always have a coach in the chat with you. So tonight there won't be a coach in the chat with you. So it's just me with all of you. And I'm really looking forward to tonight's call. Were any of you at camp? Oh, hi from London, Joyce, not Central Illinois. Oh, hi, Robin. Yeah. Were any of you at camp last month? Let me know if you were there some. Okay, good. All right. So at the camp that we did, that's one of our events. If you're not familiar with them, we do have an amazing event coming up this September, and it is going to be actually really, really special. There is the first time we've ever done it, and an immersive 2-day detox event. So what that means is you'll spend 2 days with Corinne and with the coaches actually eating together, coaching, going through everything together. It's going to be really amazing. So if you have not done an event, you will definitely want to check that out. We have the link here that I can post for you in the chat. There you go. That's the link for our next event. So, the reason I talk about that is because at our past event, Coach Julie, who used to be the one hosting these calls, was going to do a segment during camp. But as we know, Coach Julie had to leave the membership, or leave being a coach with the membership. She's still here, but so she left this to me, and I'm going to get to do it with you here. Corinne felt it would be very special for me to be able to do it with the whole entire membership. So I'm going to do that with you today. It's actually like an embodiment exercise that we're going to go through, and we'll just run through it fairly quickly. We'll do it. We're not going to take the whole time doing it. So if anybody does want coaching on anything to do with body image or sex, intimacy, pleasure, sensuality, anything like that, you can raise your hand and we can definitely, we'll probably have some time for coaching near the end. And it also post your questions in the Q&A. You can do it anonymously there if you really want to. But you can post questions in the Q&A. I will definitely see those. I'll try to kind of keep my eye on the chat, but I may or may not see things there. So make sure if you want me to see it, that you're posting it in the Q&A, and I will definitely get to it there. So before I really get into the embodiment exercise that we're going to do, and we're going to talk about the difference between sensuality and pleasure, is I have to do a shout out to Julie. Today it's her birthday. This is a different Julie. This is not Coach Julie. This is a Julie that I met at camp, and today is her birthday. She said she was going to try to come to this call, but I promised her a shout out. So that's what I'm doing. So happy birthday to Julie. I do have some slides prepared because I wanted to go through a few things with you. So I'm going to show you those first. And I'm going to get that ready to show you, and then I'm going to show them to you. I'm going to share my screen. So, and tell me, I think you can all see this now, right? I'm going to click percent. So, can everybody see this? I'm not sure how I know if you can see this. You can see that there is body image and sex coaching on the screen. I'm going to check my chat so I can see. Okay. Can everybody see? Oh, hi, Jean. All right. So body image and sex coaching. This is what we're talking about tonight. I will. So before this, before we get going on this, I'm going to move myself out of the way a little bit more for you. There's a couple of questions that I have that I want you to all to think about, which is, what do you think it means to have self-intimacy? And what do you think it means to have self-sensuality? Okay, I'm going to stop sharing for a second so I can see the chat and see, what do you all think? What do you think it means for self-intimacy and self-sensuality? Do we have any ideas from anybody? No idea. All right. Yeah, self-sensuality can somewhat mean that. Feeling self-fulfilled. Yeah, you're on the right idea here. So I'm going to go back to sharing my screen again. Where did that go? I'm going to go back to sharing my screen again. And I'm going to show you the definitions that I came up with. So self-intimacy, let's move this out of the way a bit, is, like you say, that deep, authentic relationship that you have with your own thoughts, your feelings, your desires, and your experiences. So it really is like being intimate with yourself. So it comes from us being really self-aware, which we all know that's something we talk about in OBS all the time, right? Is being self-aware, recognizing what we're doing, paying attention to it, having self-acceptance is, you know, and self-compassion. We talk about those things a lot as well, as far as being compassionate with ourselves and understanding how we're doing the things we're doing. You'll see that a lot in discovery worksheets. It's all connected really in our eating. Now, when we're on this call, we are talking more about intimacy with ourselves and a deeper understanding and connection that we have, like, with our innermost self. So, like it says at the bottom there, embracing all aspects of who you are, your strengths, your vulnerabilities, your fears, and your desires. When we're really intimate with ourselves, we are more comfortable and more compassionate with ourselves. We coach about that a lot too on this call. The next one is self-sensuality. And you all kind of nailed it there where you said it's being the state of being sensual, which involves engaging and delighting in the physical senses, especially in a pleasurable or indulgent manner. So it encompasses the full range of sensory experiences, including touch, taste, smell, sight, and sound. And it often involves an appreciation for beauty, pleasure, and sensory stimulation. Sensuality is not solely about sexual experiences, but it can also be experienced in everyday activities and interactions. So slightly different than the self-intimacy. Intimacy is just about knowing yourself, who you are. Sensuality is about that real sensory experience, the getting to know what you like, what your body likes, what tastes good to you, what smells good to you, what looks good to you. So I'm going to stop sharing my screen for a moment. And yeah, some great comments in the chat. People are saying intimacy is like self-care and comfort. Shaving my legs makes me feel sexy. Yeah, absolutely. Like, I find especially if I use like a lotion to shave my legs, for sure. and that you are responsible for your own pleasure. Yeah, it's a very, it's something we all can own and take responsibility for. And it's rather empowering, I think, to be able to do that. Would you agree that it would be empowering to be responsible for your own pleasure? What does everybody think? You can show me by emoji if you want, or like reactions. Yeah, got lots of hearts and excellent. So I want to also share another link, because if you are not at camp, you may have seen it in the reminder for this call, but there are some worksheets that go along with this call. And I've posted that in the chat right now in case you didn't get it ahead of time. The worksheets go over different sensations, and we are going to talk about all of those tonight. And it goes through the questions to ask yourself before and after this embodiment exercise that we're going to do together. So we've covered the questions that are for before the exercise, which is what do you think it means to have self-intimacy? And what do you think it means to have self-sensuality? And then I'm going to go through the exercise with you before I answer questions. Like I say, if you do want coaching, you can raise your hand. Right now, what we're going to do is spend probably about 10 minutes, and it's almost like a guided meditation that I'm going to walk you through. It's called an embodiment. And embodiment really just means we're getting into our own body and paying attention, essentially. It is more of like a holistic approach to this self-awareness and personal growth. It's about getting this deeper sense of presence and the sense of mindfulness. The self-awareness, we're getting it through these like somatic techniques. And a somatic technique is just where we're listening to inside of our body. We're listening to what our body's telling us. We focus on developing this like heightened sensitivity almost to like what our body sensations are, to our movements, to our postures. And we're really paying attention and listening. So that's really what an embodiment practice is. You can do it through movement. And some of you may be familiar with things like yoga, Tai Chi. There's somatic movement therapy. I've also done something called Nia dance. I don't know if any kind of dance really, but Nia dance in particular is very much focused on moving your body in different ways and getting to just feel and experience your own body. It's really a beautiful thing. So they can also serve as like ways of self-expression and creative, like exploring creatively, and sometimes just as for emotional release. I also do Qigong, which is another sort of movement modality for this. There's sensory exploration. That's another way of embodiment. And that's sort of what we're going to go through tonight. But things like mindful eating, like a sensory meditation, rituals, those things are also all different ways to work on your own embodiment with like curiosity and openness. Breath work may be something else that you have all been taught or seen or are familiar with. But they do facilitate like relaxation. We're going to actually start with breath work at the very beginning, but conscious breathing techniques, rhythmic breathing, there's ways you can like alternate nostrils. All these things can be used to help regulate our nervous system and help us feel a sense of calm and centeredness. There's other forms of embodiment, like expressive arts. So painting or somehow expressing yourself artistically is another thing that is a form of embodiment. So first, I would like you all to get really comfortable. If you can get as comfortable as you can with your feet sort of on the ground, I'm just going to adjust myself. You can do this with your eyes open. I suggest closing your eyes if you can. But again, just get really comfortable, all adjusted and seated. I always like to just kind of put my hands on my lap, but so I also am in a chair with arms. So whatever is very comfortable, you can lie down if you want. And some people can do this standing up too. So it's all up to you. So the first thing we want to do is we want to just breathe. I like to breathe in through my nose and out through my mouth. Whenever I do something like this, I like to set an intention for it. Sometimes it might be to connect more deeply with your body, to cultivate a sense of pleasure or sensuality, or maybe you're just looking for a moment of peace and relaxation. For the first couple minutes, we're just going to scan our body as you're breathing in and then out through your mouth. And I want you just to scan through your body, starting at the top of your head. Just noticing if there's any sensations, any areas of tension, any points of relaxation. Just notice if you feel sort of resistant to this. Notice if you feel very comfortable. Keep breathing. Notice if you're having any trouble going into your body or if it's just very easy for you. And as you scan, I want you to just gently bring awareness to all points, to the top of your head, down to your shoulders, through your arms. And just keep breathing in and out with kindness, with compassion. Let things soften and release. One of the ways that I like to do this to really help myself get into this form of breathing is a very quick exercise that I've actually taught several of my clients that I do private coaching with is breathing and breathing out. And then I want you to take your tongue and rub it on the roof of your mouth as you're still breathing, breathing in, breathing out, and rubbing your tongue on the roof of your mouth. And as you do that, keep rubbing your tongue, feeling the ridges on the roof of your mouth, and breathe in and out. Now I want you to take your thumb and any finger, and I want you to rub them together. So gently and softly, like you're trying to feel the ridges on your fingertips. You may be noticing as you do that, it's really hard to think. So go with it. Just keep breathing, moving your tongue, feeling your fingers. Then I want you to start, take one of your hands and I want you to take it to the top of your head. I like to put one of the other hand on my heart, but just feel the top of your head. Does it feel hot or cold? Lift your hand and set it back down on the top of your head. What does it really feel like, as if you've never felt this before in your life? And then take your hand and feel your hair and squeeze it in your hand. Really pay attention to how does it feel. Maybe pull it a little. Notice, where do you feel the feeling now? Just feel what your hair feels like. Then you can put both your hands just over your heart on your chest and just feel again. Is it hot? Is it cold? Can you feel your heart beating? What does it feel like? Is it beating fast? Is it beating slow? And then take your hands and feel your face. Again, does your face feel hot? Does it feel cold? really gently, the way you were rubbing your fingertips together before, rub your face that way. See if you can feel the little hairs on your face. Feel it gently. Just trace some of the lines on your face. Feel how that feels. And feel your ears. Just gently trace it. Or try squeezing. Try putting pressure. What does it all feel like? And then you can take one hand and do the same. Rub it up and down your arm. Does just the skin on your arm feel different than the skin on your face? Can you do it so gently that again, you're just trying to rub the hairs? Now, if you're feeling overwhelmed, I want you to take your hands and just put them back at your heart and remind yourself that you are safe, that you do not have to do anything that feels overwhelming, and just do the breathing. But you can also then feel the skin on your hands. Again, does it feel different or similar to the skin on your arms? My arms feel kind of dry right now. And then I want you to take your hands and just put them in front of you. I want you to rub them. It feels a little hot, and then stop. And you feel the energy between your hands. And then you can just take your hands and put them back in your lap. And I want you to keep breathing in and out. Maybe wiggle your toes a little bit. And do a little bit of sensory exploration with the whole. As you breathe in, do you smell anything? Do you notice that at all? And as you're breathing, we're going to wrap up here, but I want you just to take a deep breath in and have your belly fill with air. And just take a minute to express your gratitude, giving yourself the space to do this short sensory experience. I always like to acknowledge the wisdom and resilience of my body, the knowing that it brings for me. I like to honor that journey of self-discovery and this journey of embodiment, of really learning about myself. So you can take your hands and put them back to your heart center. Take another deep breath in. Anchor yourself with a sense of presence and self-love. And whenever you're ready, if your eyes were closed, you can open them and come back to us in this moment. Bring with you that deep connection with your body and maybe a bit of a renewed sense of some more self-awareness here. Does anybody want to share? Maybe come up with me here, how that was for them, or share in the chat and let us know if anything specific came up for you. I have somebody with their hand up, so I am going to bring you up. Hello, Kamisha. Robin says, my brain kept wanting to go to other things. Absolutely. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. You were my private coach.
I was. Yes. How are you doing?
I am doing excellent. Thank you.
Welcome. Looks beautiful there. So tell us, how was that for you? You mentioned
very overwhelming.
Tell us about that.
because my brain kept trying to interrupt with, this
Yeah.
is error, error, error. This is too many feelings. What kind of woo stuff is this? This is not what we were here for. So I was getting all of these messages. My body was trying to let go, but the control freak in me, my mind wouldn't let it be present.
Interesting. Yeah. I think
is that normal?
Absolutely.
Anybody else was feeling
yeah,
that?
How about show of emojis if anyone else felt the same way? I know there was some more that mentioned it earlier on. There you go. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Not the only one. 100%. It's very, very normal. That's also why I mentioned that first, like that, the beginning part, the whole tongue on the roof of your mouth, feeling your fingertips and breathing. If you spend a couple of minutes doing just that, the comments, like, it's really hard to think while you're doing that.
It really was.
Yeah. So that can be really helpful if you notice your brain going elsewhere. But yeah, it's whatever it is for you is normal. There's really, in something like this, there is no right or wrong. There is just a get to know the way my body and my brain works.
I could see how this would help, because on the last call, you talked about the roof of your mouth exercise,
yeah.
or like when you need to let go in a situation where you are with your partner and you're trying to have intimate time. It I can see why you would, you know, be able to just really, because you can't, I don't know that it's possible to think and do all of those things at the same time.
Good catch. It could also be depending on where you are. If you're like, it looks like to me you're outside. So that too can make it more like your brain's going, why are we doing this here? What? No, we can't just let go here. We can't just pay attention to what's inside. There's a whole world around us. So sometimes there's that too. And just allowing whatever comes up to come up, and it's okay. But I'm really glad you shared. Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
No, that's it. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Well, thanks for coming up and sharing. And I'm glad to see you doing so well.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. I will change role to attendee. Does anybody else want to come up and share how that was for them? If anything came up specifically, does everybody have the handout for this workshop with them? Because if you don't, I can show it on the screen. But if you do, I won't. No. Okay. So not to worry. I can show it on the screen. There is some questions to answer after this, and the first page of the first page of the worksheets is a whole list of sensations. So let me share my screen. There we go. This is what we talked about already. And so now I'm just going to go through the different sensations. And the reason these are important is because an embodiment exercise like what we just did can bring things up for you, like that overwhelm. So it's kind of interesting to be able to go through it and answer some questions about what you liked, what you didn't like. And to take it a step further, this kind of embodiment exercise you can do in as much detail and as much with your whole entire body as you want to really build that self intimacy and that self-sensuality. So there are different types of sensations. So the first sensations are those touch sensations. You're talking about texture, whether it's rough or smooth, soft or gritty. I was like, my arm feels very dry, so kind of rough. Temperatures, hot, cold, warm. Tingling or prickling. Numbness, itching. Tickling, pins and needles. Sometimes there's electric or static sensations. especially like that when we were rubbing our arm and touching it in a way where you're barely touching the hairs, you may find like staticky sensations. There's a feeling of fullness or tightness and a feeling of compression, pressure, or tenderness. So like you can do something like squeeze your arm with one hand and just notice that tenderness or that compression feeling. Those would all be touch sensations. Then we have, let's see, emotional sensations. We talk about these a lot in Nobias, our different emotions like happiness, joy. I'm not going to read all of these because I think this is one of the topics we do cover a lot in Nobias, is the different emotions, sadness, disappointment, surprise, fear, anxiety, anger, frustration, love, compassion, peace and calm, empowerment, confidence. Those are all different emotions. So those would be different than the touch sensations. There's respiratory sensations. We talked about that a bit during that embodiment exercise where we're looking at our breath rate. Were we slowing it down? Were we breathing shallow or were we breathing deep? Was our airflow smooth? Sometimes it might be restricted or we're wheezing. There can be an expansion and contraction of the chest. Those are all kind of respiratory sensations. Then there's cardiovascular sensations. That's like your heartbeat, whether it's strong or weak, your pulse, if it's racing, if it's steady, or if it's faint. We have pain sensations, and this handout will be with this workshop, so with the replay. So don't worry if you're not getting all of this or if you wanted to. So pain sensations can also be very different. There's aching, burning, stinging, sharp or stabbing, dull or throbbing, shooting or cramping. It can be very important to recognize the difference, especially if you've ever had to go to the doctor about something. They're always asking, what kind of pain is it? It really gives them clues as to what's going on in your body. And that's sort of what body self-intimacy is about, really understanding what's going on in your body. Then we have movement sensations. Now, if we were doing something like the yoga or the Nia dance or something, you would notice things like flexibility or stiffness, tension or tightness, muscle contractions, joint movement or stiffness in joints. So those would all be like movement sensations. And then there's our visceral sensations. Those are these sensations that arrive from organ function, which is our hunger, our thirst, nausea, bloating, or gas. Those are, again, all sensations. So the questions to answer after the exercise was, what sensations did you notice when you touched your hair, your face, your neck, your chest, your arms, and your hands? Maybe take a moment to think about that and think, was there anything specific you noticed about yourself? And maybe you'll do it again and really be able to answer these questions. And then asking yourself, what did you like or dislike? And were there any feelings you preferred over others? This is actually a really great exercise if you ever wanted to for the bedroom, which is to really be very self-intimate to understand, what do I like? Do I like soft touch? Do I like firmer touch? Do I like cold hands? Do I like hot hands? Like, what do I really like? And how did it feel to give yourself permission today to experience your body in this way and to even have a preference? That's sometimes something that's very new for some of us too, to even be comfortable having a present preference of one thing over another. I think that's it. Yes. All right. I'm going to stop sharing. Watering eyes. Yeah, I'm just reading through the chat a little bit. You said I felt more connected and grounded. Does anybody have any questions about what we've covered today? Are we seeing different ways that we could use something like this going forward? It was uncomfortable. That would be really good to understand what that discomfort is. Like, what part of you was uncomfortable? Was it uncomfortable because it was being led? Was it uncomfortable because you didn't have enough time for one thing or another? Did it just not feel comfortable because it was different? It's something that can really be explored. So if you have any questions, again, you can post them in the Q&A. If anybody would like to raise their hand, we can do coaching on any topic related to body image and sex tonight. A comment of it was hard to have the patience for it. Yeah, that's what a lot of people find. I definitely find that with myself, especially I have ADHD and I do take medication for it. But when I take that in the morning, that does not last until this time of night. So by this time of night, I find it a lot harder to have the focus and to stay focused on something like that. But I actually find the practice of meditation very helpful. And I don't usually ever do it for more than 10 minutes, maybe max. So yeah, it's, oh, Jean, that's nice that this is part of who you're becoming. Yeah. Yes. In the chat, we have another comment that says, when you do it repeatedly, it becomes easier. And that's so true for everything. But it does become easier because you find what works for you. It's part of that self-intimacy, right? You find what works for you and which techniques work better or worse for you to get yourself into that relaxation mode, to get yourself into the mindfulness. You also are more prepared maybe to create the space for yourself and do it in a place that is comfortable for you to take the few minutes to try. All right, I'm going to check the Q&A here. We have a question. I am in my 70s. I'm obviously still interested in sex because I had a powerful sex dream this morning. I dreamed I worked in a brothel and had sex with a young man. Ha, I actually haven't had sex for about 10 years because my husband isn't interested in sex, to medical conditions, and too many prescription drugs. We don't talk about it much because he thinks we are old. Do you have any advice for me? Well, yeah, sounds like a great dream. If you enjoyed that, I'm curious, what kind of advice are you looking for? You can post in the Q&A again. Are you looking for advice on how to get him to talk about it? Because that, yeah, I don't know if you're noticing, but there's a lot of comments in the chat saying, I would love a dream like that. Yeah, it's great to have a vivid imagination. And it's great to be able to remember your dreams like that. If you enjoy that. You did say ha, so I'm assuming you enjoy it, but that's also a good question. Do you or not? It is very normal for men to sometimes have a lower interest in sex as they age, but also due to a lot of medical conditions and prescription drugs, for sure. And sometimes it is that we haven't talked about it in a long time. So opening that door to communication can be huge. I would ask him about why he thinks you're too old. What are you too old for? Talking? I have some comments in the chat. Yeah, that we'd all apparently love to have these same dreams. I would have tried to go back to sleep and catch that dream. Yeah. So keep on with the dreaming. Everybody's very in favor of that. But yeah, as far as advice, yeah, I dream about sex all the time, wondering how to handle my own sexuality. Okay. Yeah, that, and the other comment is that my husband is embarrassed because he isn't interested. Now, that I definitely can relate to. My husband said the same thing. He was embarrassed more that he felt like he didn't have a place, right? It's that he didn't have a place to, or the ability to perform. And so then he was very embarrassed to even talk about it. We can't change them. That's the big thing, right? We can't change them. So you get to decide how to handle your own sexuality. How do you want to handle your own sexuality? There are a lot of ways that we can handle our own sexuality that we don't necessarily need our husbands for. There's a lot of ways of self-pleasuring. There are a lot of books that people read all the time, different erotica fiction, that type of thing. But it does sound like you have very vivid dreams, so you could keep going with that. The comment is, I understand I can't change them. I guess I'm lucky for my dreams. Well, yeah, but you also get to decide, and kind of like we talked about at the very beginning, what if you were to put yourself in charge of your own pleasure? What could that look like? That could be something that you could explore as well if you were interested in that. So I don't know if you want to raise your hand for coaching or not, or if anybody else would like to raise their hand for coaching, then we can continue talking about that and sort of come to figure out some deeper solutions. Yeah, somebody in the chat also said they would speak up. I finally did, and 10-year dead bedroom is no longer. Way to go. It is a thing. Sometimes we assume what somebody else is thinking or feeling, and we're not actually asking them. And we may be misinterpreting the situation. Maybe they're misinterpreting our reactions. So clarity will always be very helpful, making sure that we're clear and know how to tell people what we want and ask for what we want. And that can be very helpful. How do you raise your hand? At the bottom of the screen, you should see a raise your hand button. In the chat we have, I was scared to speak up, but was willing to leave my marriage if he wasn't willing to work on things. And fortunately, he was. Yeah, that can be the case. You really have to decide where you are and what you're prepared for. Definitely figuring out what you want and what you're wanting to do. And where, like, that's why I said, do you have any advice for me? Well, what kind of advice are you looking for in that situation? Because there can be communication advice with someone else. There can be advice on different ways to self-pleasure. There can be advice in lots of different ways. Somebody else says, I'm in that same situation. My husband is on a few medications and is not interested in sex either. He doesn't like to talk about it because he is embarrassed by that. But on the other hand, I am so private with my body in front of him that I'm not helping the matter at all. I won't let him see me naked because I'm too embarrassed. Yeah. So that to me sounds like a situation where we want to first work with ourselves and our own thoughts about the embarrassment of our body and think, what do I want to think about my body? We can work on that. Really bringing it more to a more neutral place of how do I feel about my body, becoming more in alignment with like a self-love of this is my body. It's actually one of the things that you go through with, like in some of these embodiment experiences, when I do the Nia dance, same thing. As you're doing the embodiment exercise we did earlier, you could just remind yourself, this is my body. This is my body. And be thinking about that and working on that with yourself. There's lots of different exercises for that. And again, you don't have to necessarily have him see you naked if you're not comfortable with that. You want to make sure that you are always very comfortable. And there's a difference between being private with your body in front of him and wanting to be intimate. Intimacy doesn't have to start with everybody being naked. Intimacy can start with hand-holding. Intimacy can start with even just conversation and connection and just knowing each other and just being with each other. That sometimes is a great place to start if you haven't been intimate in a while. And then work your way up from there to the next thing. So any other questions? Where you can find more, somebody's asking, can you tell me where I can find some more exercises? And what type of exercises are you looking for, Vanessa? Like more embodiment exercises? You can find, we actually have some meditation exercises. Yes. Okay. So we have some meditation exercises on our website. YouTube has a lot of resources. Now don't just go searching for sensuality exercises. Goodness knows what we'll find if we do that. So embodiment, yoga is a great form of embodiment. I did, like I say, Nia dance, which is again, a form of movement. Be great to look at what is in your area as far as movement. Tai Chi, Qigong is another one. That's how you spell Qigong, Qigong. But yeah, if you post and ask coaches, I can always get a list of resources for you, but a lot of it is going to be sort of what's in your area if it's going to be in person. I do actually know that the person that I do Nia dance with, she does do some online classes as well. So I can always share her name with you. You spell Nia dance, Nia dance. And Martha Randall, I hope that's correct, but I think that's correct. Martha Randall, that's is the name of the person that I've done Nia dance with. And I know she does do some online classes as well. She was incredible. But yeah, it's something that you can do anytime. Those short sort of meditations can really help to just get into your body and get in touch with yourself, really understand it. Yeah. Somebody else said, well, I wouldn't leave a long relationship due to no sex in your 70s. Not like there's a lot available, not to make light. Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is everybody gets to choose. Everybody gets to choose for themselves. Definitely advice is not just, well, leave someone, but it also, if that's the right thing for you, that could be the right thing for you. So we want to make sure that We do what's right for us. And that's really getting to know yourself and understand how you work and what's important to you in your life. So, yes, you're very welcome for me taking over these calls. Does anybody else have any other questions? I know it was kind of a different way to approach it this time, but it was mostly because we wanted to make sure that that information that was going to be presented at camp did get presented and shown to the membership, and I wanted to share it with everybody. So I am going to make sure that I post the worksheets with this replay, but I'm not seeing any more questions and I'm not seeing any more hands raised. But if last call, if there's anything else, ideas on how to help my husband with erectile dysfunction issues, meds do not really help anymore. That would be more, so on that side of it, it's very much a medical issue to sort of discuss with a doctor how to help with that. As far as an intimacy, the truth is we don't need a penis to have intimacy, so, or to have connection. We don't even have to have it to have something enter our vaginas. So there are lots of toys that can be used, manual stimulation. A lot of intimacy can happen between you and your husband, even if he's got erectile dysfunction. That's communication is going to start there and really depend on, you know, how he feels about that and how open he is to discussing it with you. And how much you want to experiment and try and make sure that, you know, again, you're both discussing the issue and that you're both sort of on the same page with it. It's toys and things have become a big part of my relationship. And that's the main reason for it as well. And it's actually become something that's really fun in our relationship. And I realize as I sit here, you'll get a laugh out of this, that this wasn't supposed to be here, but it is. So this is the latest gift I was given a few days ago by my husband because the charger broke on the first one that I had. So this is, that's what that's called, the Satisfyer Pro 2. This is a box from, just an empty box in case anybody's concerned, an empty box from the latest toy that my husband bought me. I did not mean for it to be here in the background, but there it is. And my husband definitely experiences the same thing. So that's the route that we have taken. We like reviews on toys. Yeah, penises are not needed for intimacy. Well, yes, you asked for a review. This is my favorite one. Like I say, I like it enough that it's now been bought twice in this household because I like the charger. I broke the charger. And it is a air pulse. So it's mostly for stimulation on the clitoris, the knob of the clitoris. I can definitely do toy. It is called the Satisfyer is the name of this. I didn't actually realize that's what it was called, but it is called the Satisfyer, the Pro 2 Air Pulse Stimulator. And that is exactly what it looks like. And I'm going to go put the box away somewhere else now, not in my office. Amazon carries them in case anyone else is wondering. Yes. But yeah, that's sort of become something in our relationship that makes it fun. I'm glad you looked that up, Robin. Yep. It's not that expensive, I don't think. They also have very different versions of it as well. I've tried a bunch of them. Maybe another time we can do a, you can all let me know if you would like me to do some reviews, because I have tried a lot of different things, and that can definitely be another class in the future if people would like that. There is, yes, there is one from camp that Corinne mentioned before called The Womanizer. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that one could be on our website under Corinne's favorite things. I'm not sure about that, but maybe it should be if it isn't. I think this is very similar to The Womanizer. So, all right, ladies, no more questions tonight. I'm sorry, I don't have any other toys that I can review here at the moment. I can say, though, one of the reasons that I like this is because it does have this sort of longer handle. I don't know about you, but I don't know, my wrists kind of get sore sometimes. I prefer holding this one. And yeah, nobody wants a sore wrist. So it's definitely something to keep in mind when you're looking for things like that is, how's it going to work? How is it going to work ergonomically, kind of like an office chair? You know, am I going to be comfortable with this? Am I going to be able to hold it? Am I going to be the one holding it? Is someone else going to be holding it? I recommend you hold it. Other people don't always know how to get it in the right position, but that's just my thought too. All right, ladies, nobody, last call for coaching or for questions. I wish I had introduced my husband to these toys. Yeah. Well, you sure can introduce husbands to these toys. You can introduce wives to these toys. You can introduce anybody to these toys. You can introduce yourself. One of the best things about building that self-intimacy is we learn what we like, even if it starts with just, you know, do I like my face being touched? Some people don't like their face being touched. That's okay. Some people do. So, you know, where do you like to be touched? Are your shoulders extra sensitive? Do you have, like, I'm very sensitive on the inside of my arm. What is it for you? So, and then speak up. And if you're not sure how to speak up, let's get on the next call and we will talk about it. We can do more open coaching then and really discuss the topic of how do we talk to people about what we want and what we like. But I'll tell you for now that starts with you learning yourself, with you gaining more of that self-intimacy and self-awareness and really understanding yourself and what you want and what you like. All right. Well, if I've inspired any shopping, I hope you all enjoy doing some shopping and reach out and ask coaches or email me at support@pmptribe.com. And let me know topics you'd like to talk about in future calls. If there's anything we're not covering, if you really do want sex toy reviews, let me know that too. I know this can be a bit embarrassing. It can be very embarrassing for a lot of people. I think that's the one main reason that I'm the one doing this call is because, yeah, it can be a bit embarrassing, but I'm very open and I don't know, let's just have fun with it. I don't mind talking about it. But I do understand, and I am so honored to be doing this with you, and I really hope to see you all next time. All right, have a good night.